We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Reish Chaf Chet. Ve'chacham nivchar lav shalomu ra'otanu derech yesharach lagi al ahava amitit. And the chosen wise one, who's he talking about?
Me.
Oh, King Solomon, very good. He taught us the straight path. How do we attain true love? Ve'amar, and he said, in tivakshena chakasef ve'chamat monim tachpesena. Az tavin yirat Hashem v'dat elokim timtza. If you seek it out like silver and like jewels, you look after it, then you'll understand what it means to have a fear of Hashem. Then you will attain a knowledge, a connection with Hashem. Hora bazeh, what King Solomon taught us here, ki kol yoker hamatbea umashi nechmedet beinei kol ro'ea. The way people cherish a coin, people like having money. Kvar yadanu kenza mipat v'gveh matbot atzmam. You know, it's not the material, it's not the fact that you have a slither of silver or gold or copper in your hand. That's not the idea here. The idea is, why do you want that green bill? That's because you know you will be able to use it to buy things with it. It's not about having the money, it's about having the capacity to attain what's good. You don't have money, you're not going to be able to buy bread, you're not going to live. The Magen Midovna lived at an age where coins, the money was only coins. He says, imagine a generation where the governments decide that money will be made of wood or hide or even paper. You wouldn't stop loving money just because of that. You see, so today we love paper money, right? Because the people would cherish them as much as they do gold and silver coins, because it's not about the material. And here today we've looked to see that it's right. But the truth is that the Torah, the cherished Torah, is the true coin. That's the true strength. In me'atzoch latet ota lazulat bimchir, raki chayim hi lemotzeha. You don't pay with Torah at your makolet, but it is your life. Be'atzmut ziv kvodai noset chin b'nei Hashem. Its countenance, its glory, its honor, it finds favor in the eyes of Hashem. Uvracha ve'osho mimeno yitbarach. And through it one attains blessing and happiness from Hashem, blessed be He. Ba'olam hazeh uva'olam haba, in this world and the world to come. And this is one of the pivotal points. People think Torah, live a Torah lifestyle, you'll get the world to come. That's true. But you'll also get this world. You want to know what's the best life here on earth? Forget the world to come. Here on earth, what's the best life you could live? That's the Torah lifestyle. We're always seeking pleasure. Yeah, we're human beings. We like fun things, delicious things, pleasurable things. You want to know what's the coin? How are you going to buy it? So he's telling you, yeah, that's the Torah Hashem gave us. Kimamar, as the Mishnah says, Hafuchba vaHafuchba deKola ba. Keep turning over that Torah. Keep looking at it from different angles. You'll find everything you want in it. Kol sheken shirui laAdam shlo ligua mimenu mitziyut ahava vaachin vaatzlacha nitzchiyit vavu matbea hamutzlachat lo rak baolam hazeh. Certainly, a person should not forgo love and connection and eternal success and finding favor in the eyes of Hashem for something that's only short-lived. Assuming there's nothing else getting in your way, you have an option to have something that's eternally good. Not only good in the future, but good now. And part of the problem is we don't see it. You know where you see it? I hear this very often. People look at the family lives of religious people and they say, they're doing something right. They see a religious family sitting on Shabbos, having a Shabbos meal together. They see the way kids talk to their parents. They see, you know, one of the beautiful parts of life, people sometimes overlook it. One of the most beautiful parts of life is the walk to shul Friday night, the walk back from shul Friday night, the beginning of the Friday night meal, the walk to shul Shabbos morning, the congregation standing together and talking after shul, outside the shul. There are little beautiful things that the Torah gives us. We won't talk about the davening, the kiddush, It's a lifestyle. It's balance. It's eternal. And it involves self-control. And because it involves self-control, so it's not always palatable. We're always looking for the quick and easy thrill. Let me do what I want. If I get up in the morning and I sit down and I gorge myself on chulent, so at first glance, I had such a chulent, wow, now I could go to shul. At second glance, I forewent something much better. Because if I would have gone to shul and come back and had the chulent with the family and had a beautiful meal with the family, I would have enjoyed it much more. Now by the time I come back, it's like, yeah, I've had that chulent, okay, whatever, yeah, fine. I lost, I didn't gain. But that's an example for all of life, where a person has that choice. Like the Talmud tells us, Pesach's coming. If a person sits on the eve of Pesach and starts munching on matzah, that's like a person who sleeps with his engaged girl before the wedding. What'd you do? You could save something and make it special, and instead, you had to run ahead and grab the cheap, easy thrill. So that's the Jerusalem Talmud. It compares the two. It says, yeah, you want to. No one's saying you don't want to. It's normal that you want to. But if you're smart, you hold off because it's going to be that much better because you held off. We make it even more beautiful. The couple doesn't even talk for 7 days. By the time you come down there to the chuppah, you're dying to have a word with her. And I recommend you don't even SMS. No talk, nothing. Cut. It'll just add to the thrill. Send one another letters. Send a gift every day, for sure. Add romance to your life. I always tell chatanim, the last 7 days, every day she should get a gift from you. It could be flowers, gloves, a scarf. Doesn't matter. A letter and a gift. I hope the girls aren't listening to this one. They shouldn't have high expectations. Yeah. But you should be romantic. But that's the challenge of life. What am I going to do? How many people sit Friday afternoon and gorge out on the Shabbos meal, and then by the time they hit the Shabbos meal, they're not so excited anymore? It's not the same Shabbos meal. There's nothing wrong with munching on something so you're not starving all Friday afternoon. But remember, don't forgo the big thing for a short, cheap thrill that's available now. And the Torah is what repeatedly trains us to have that lifestyle. That lifestyle where we continuously have long-term gains. Just this week, someone reminded me that about 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, he purchased gold at $1,000 an ounce. And I told him, hold on to it. And when it went up to $1,050 an ounce, he sold. So he made, let's say he bought 10 ounces, he made $500. But today, that gold is at $1,650 an ounce. Had he held on to it for 2 years, you could imagine he would have made 10 times that. So very often we're tempted to get it short term, let me get it now. But if you hold off, so okay, you could argue, who told you it'll keep going up? Maybe it would have crashed, right?
Maybe it would have crashed, yeah.
Right, I'm no prophet, okay. So a bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. But sometimes everything seems to indicate, you know, the pigs aren't resolved. There's no logical reason that things should, you know, the economy likes to fool itself right now, that everything's okay. But, right, we're all hunky-dory. But, okay, fine, I agree with you. We're no prophets, but at the end of the day, I'm just bringing it as an example. Often it takes a certain self-control to hold on to something, and in the long term you get that much more. And that's where the Torah comes in. But it doesn't seem pleasurable in the here and now. That's where we get misled. He says, you want to love, you want to love Hashem, start having an appreciation for the gift of Torah that He gave you. That is the real currency. That's what's really going to help you attain what's good in the world. Yes, Uri.
Oh, I was just going to say, there's like, it was funny, like, there's an American TV show that illustrated just what you said, where this guy, you know, comes up to this girl who's going to get married, and he's like, okay, so as your wedding gift, he's like, I can give you like $100 like right now, right? But if you guys give me $100, I can give you like $2,000 a couple months after the wedding. She's like, I'll just take $100 right now. He's like, well, I can give you $2,000 after the wedding. She's like, that's okay, I'll take $100 right now.
ואם ימצא מה שהוא צריך לקנות, ואם לא יוכל להשיג מחיר כספו את אשר הוא צריך להחיות נפשו, מנבץ עליו במלוא ביתו כסף וזהב, כמו שהיה בעת חורבן ירושלים, כמאמר, כספם בחוצות ישליחו. He says, we sometimes fool ourselves. We think money is what's going to get us somewhere. Well, sometimes you could have all the money, but you don't have what to buy. Like the prophet says in Yechezkel, people had so much money in the time of the destruction, they threw it out into the streets because there was no food to be bought. So he says, yeah, you think money is the solution to everything? No, it isn't. Money can't always buy you what you need. Sometimes what you need is a good life. You want a good life. Torah is the currency to attain a good life. Money can only buy what people can sell. And people can't sell you everything that's good in life. So when a person calculates this, and a person thinks about the great difference between these two types of currencies, ויתברר לו כי טוב שכרה משכר כסף, and he will realize that doing business in Torah is much better than doing business in silver. ואם תבקשן אחר כסף ומתמונים תחפשן אז תבין יראת השם ודעת אלוקים תמצא. You have to seek out Torah like you seek out money. לומר כי בדרך זה אם תלך תבוא בטח אל אהבה אמיתית. So he says, this is how you attain true love. גם כי לא ידענו מקומה יהיה, אבל מובטחים אנחנו על ידי עסק התורה ועשיית מצוותיה, המאור שבא יאיר לפנינו אור חדש. That he says over here, I've been talking for 14 chapters about the love of Hashem. And you will notice that I keep going around and around the point. And that is because it's very hard to put your finger on what button do I push to get the love of Hashem. So I've been describing everything around the love of Hashem, but not the essence of the love of Hashem. We don't know exactly where it is, where's that button to push. But we can describe a lot of different tools to get there. So you deal in Torah in the mitzvos, the light of the Torah in the mitzvos give us a new light, lirot niflaot ba'ava ni'ma amitit, to see wondrous, new, pleasant love with Hashem. V'zeo az tavi nirat Hashem da'at elukim timtza, v'az yitam tzuf diva shimrot Hashem ne'avim v'animim. And that's what the verse says, that through attaining Torah and aspiring to attain Torah, we grow in our closeness to Hashem, and we start seeing the pleasantness, the beauty in the words of Hashem. Va'amar, and with this he concludes all these long chapters about love. He concludes and says, Ki Hashem yiten chokhmah. It says, King Solomon says, Hashem is the one that gives wisdom. No amar natan chokhmah. King Solomon didn't say Hashem gave wisdom in the past tense. Aval yiten, but rather Hashem continuously gives. Ratzal omar, kefi godel shekidatcha, ken yiten uchen yosif bechol pam yoter. It's a two-way street. The more you invest, the more you'll receive. And it's the same thing in marriage. People think, if I want, I have to take. If you want, you have to give. Give, 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 and then you'll start to receive. It's the exact opposite from what we think.
ואחר כך, כי תבוא בליבך ודעת לנפשך אינם, אז תהיה בך ההרגשה האמיתית. And then you reach the point where in your heart and your soul, it suddenly resonates. It makes sense. Meaning you start keeping Shabbos, it's not exact. That doesn't feel right. You put on tefillin, it doesn't feel right. You put on tzitzis, it doesn't feel right. I like my undershirt without tzitzis. A lot of the mitzvos, when you start doing them, they don't feel right. But as you grow in the Torah and the mitzvos, you reach a point where you start sensing this is right. And when you don't do it, it doesn't feel right. I had a very difficult thing this week. We ordinarily only go to Kohav Yaakov for Shabbos. Last week, because of Purim, so we went on Wednesday to be with them on Purim. So I had to take my tefillin along. When I packed up my bags, Matzei Shabbos, I wasn't used to the idea that I have to pack up my tefillin because I don't bring them there. So I didn't pack up my tefillin. So I get home Matzei Shabbos and I realize I don't have my tefillin for tomorrow morning. So I had to borrow someone else's tefillin. So you'd think, what's the difference? My tefillin, someone else's tefillin, they're all kosher, right? No, it's not the same feeling. You put on someone else's tefillin. When I got my tefillin back on Monday, it was like, oh, I missed you. It's different, but it takes time to get there. I remember the first years I put on tefillin, it was a nuisance. You're 13, you're 14, you're 15, you have a million other things you want to do. This whole thing of tying it on, no. But it reaches a point where you start saying, hey, this is a part of me. V'inom Hashem elecha ve'aleinu, and may the pleasantness of Hashem be upon you and us, l'teher levaveinu, to purify our hearts, l'yirat shmo, l'ahava oto, to
to fear his name, to love him, ve'lo'ov chachameh v'dulshea, and to love the wise men of the Torah, those who derive from the Torah. Ki kva kaleluru ra'abotenu zichonam libacha v'amru. Our sages already taught us that the verse encompasses, when it says that Hashem lokecha tira, to fear Hashem your God, l'rabot talmidei chachamim, that encompasses the sages. Ata eloka yoshav decha ha'boteach elecha. He ends with a sentence of prayer, you my God, save your servant who has faith in you. Techadeu v'simchat panecha, give him, he says about himself, happiness as he sees your countenance. Latot levavi bemet lovdecha, help sway my heart in truth to serve you. Amen. And with that, he concludes the whole section on love that we've been studying for about 4 months now.